Hey. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I'm impressed with your timeliness.
Thank you. Just
Yeah. Your
I'm
discipline has improved.
I hope to do well on this year's evaluation.
Yeah.
That's why my advice is to all the workers of the world out there. You can slack off the whole year, but kick it into gear come November and December.
Yeah.
That's
That's
my
when you get
strategy.
evaluated or what?
Right before your
And they'll only
evaluations.
remember like the most recent.
That's right. If you're especially if your manager's like older, so they won't remember back January. That's like
Yeah.
year that's like years ago. They'll only remember the last couple months.
There
Tip for you youngsters out there.
you go. Well, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Nothing too unusual. How about you?
I'm well. I'm tired.
Tired.
Yeah. Had a rough week. It was just long.
I had a brutal work week in terms of work itself.
And I didn't even have to work on Friday and I'm exhausted. So I like left
Wow.
work at like 6:30 on Friday. Or no, Thursday, and my car
Yeah.
wouldn't start. So I'm like, oh, fuck. And then Barb came over to there, but she didn't have any jumper cables. So we called AAA, and they said, okay, we'll be there in an hour. And we're
Wait,
like,
Barb came to
okay.
jump your car and didn't have any cables?
No.
Barb. Good
And
thinking.
then, so we said we'll go to McDonald's and wait. And then they said, no, another hour. So Barb's friend
Right.
eventually came. So it was like 8:30. And we're like, screw this. Barb's friend, our coworker, lives near there. And
Yeah.
he had one of those jumper things. And he just jumped us. And then
Oh,
we
the battery
left.
powered
And
ones.
this is, I had taken my car for the electrical system like 2 weeks ago. And they said, we don't think you need to replace the battery. And I'm like, okay. And then it started to do its shit. Like these modern cars, man, when the battery goes, you start seeing like weird shit. Like the seat moving forward doesn't move. And like it just doesn't have enough power to do certain things.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's like fucked up because you can't
Windows
really do
covered on
anything. You can't even lock your car. You can't, what the fuck? You can't raise the hatchback. You can't to go
there.
look
That's
for
weird.
jumper cables. It's like there's no manual stuff anymore. You can lock your front door because it has like one of those in the what do they call it? Vehicle VOB or whatever they call those things.
Yeah.
There's a like a manual key in there that you can open it with.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fucked up. I like to think when things were more manual, like in my Durango, you could do things.
I like some stuff being manual, but other things
It's all fun and dandy until your battery goes.
But then you have bigger problems like not being able to start your car, so.
Yeah.
And that was the case even with manual cars. Unless
So,
you want to go back to when you used to crank the engine.
yeah.
With a hand
That
crank.
was awesome back
The
in
good
those
old
days,
days,
right?
yeah.
Yeah.
No battery to worry
Yeah,
about.
you just hand crank it and it was all about muscle power, man.
And off you go. You're done. That's it.
Yeah,
Nothing can fail.
so Friday I took the day off. I only had to work a couple hours anyway. I really had to work 'cause I had to get some shit done, but I took my car and they did that plus two or three other things that
On
I needed
Friday.
done. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just exhausted that whole experience. Like we didn't get home until like 9. I don't know,
That
it's like
stinks.
after 9, yeah.
So you guys don't have jumper cables at home?
That's the problem. We had them at home.
Couldn't Barb have just gone home and got them?
Well, we could have if we would have known it would.
Oh, but you're
They
like, this
lied
is.
about the dates.
Yeah, you're like,
Yeah.
oh, they're gonna be here like in 10 minutes. It's not worth going home and getting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. I've been in situations like that before. Like, oh, it'll be like 10 minutes. That'll be no problem. It's not worth the trouble. Hour later, shit. Guess we should have gone. Oh well. Worst thing. There could have been worse things. At least you got some McDonald's.
Yeah, but that was even weird. We went there and all the lights were off. So we were like, what the fuck is going on? And then I don't know
Was
what
it drive-through
happened.
only?
I don't know. They had no outdoor lights or power. It was weird, but they still served us through drive-through. I don't know. It was totally bizarre.
Yeah.
It was like something out of the Twilight Zone.
I know some places. I don't know. I guess it depends on how many people they're working or something or the demand. I don't know. I don't know how it all works.
Well, I get out of work and everybody's gone. So like the first thing I after Barb was there, I was like, I wonder if the guard has some, like the guy, the guard desk.
Yeah,
So I
you
went
think
and
they
asked
would.
him and they didn't.
You think they would.
You think?
Like, you can't be the first person to come
Well, he
in and
checked
say,
his car and
my
then the
car's
security
dead.
guard and then it's like nobody had it.
Of course, it's when you need them that no one has them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would be everywhere. You could have, couldn't you just grab some wires from the
Yeah,
lab? Wired up yourself?
some little
See
tiny
some
wires.
thin gauge, yeah.
Some fiber. I'll grab some fiber cable, and all of a sudden I have power. Yeah. So I got a lot to do next week. I'm not looking forward to it because I lost a day, but
Yeah, that stinks. The joys of being a responsible adult.
yeah.
What a crock.
I
Crack
can't wait. It
crock.
makes me want to retire even more
What a
because it's
crock of
like
crack.
if I don't have shit to do the next day, okay, I'll just take care of this.
Yeah, and if
Except
you
it's gonna be busy when we're retired. It's like the week you have five doctor's appointments, one day of every day of the week.
Yeah, well, it's like, weekends or whatever. Or when you have like a week off, it's like, you're like, oh, I have so much time, I'll accomplish so much. And then
You don't.
suddenly it's the end of the week, and you're like, damn.
I didn't accomplish anything that I wanted to accomplish.
The days go by fast, no matter what.
Yeah.
There's no way to slow them down. And they go faster the older you get. Kids, beware. Beware the elderly. They're going through life faster than you.
Yes.
Their brains are kicked into higher gear, like hummingbirds.
So, did you have any of the comics that I sent
Added
you the
on?
list?
I had none of the ones you added on.
What was the ones I added on? Freakier than normal?
Freakier than normal and Paranormal Mafia
Oh, co kosher
enforcers,
mafia.
kosher mafia enforcers.
You didn't get that? That
No, I
was
didn't get
number one.
that. I can't get every number one. Well, at one point in my life I might have, but I'm trying to cut down now. I
Ah.
no longer get every number one.
Do you get any monthly titles that you stick with besides Savage Dragon and Spawn books? Is there any Marvel or DC that you say, "Oh, I got to get X-Men," or "I got to get
I
John
do,
Constantine,"
but
or
it's usually
something?
just for a little while and not like I get Constantine, but that's never like, oh, I think it's gonna start being ongoing, isn't it?
No, I haven't
Or is
heard
it?
anything.
I
Well,
thought I heard that.
maybe that they have Vertigo coming back. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's where I heard it. Anyway, so yeah, I get stuff like that, so if it's like I got Hellblazer when it did its like 12 issue arcs, And beyond that, I mean, right now I'm also getting X Uncanny X-Men
Yeah.
and X-Force. No, not X-Force, X-Factor.
Factor, because of Mark
Yeah.
Russell.
And because it's X-Factor. That was one of the first titles I got like regularly, like every month when I was
Ah.
a youth, a teen.
That's my favorite so far. I like X Factor the best.
Is there anything else I'm getting like ongoing? Tarot.
Yeah.
I get tarot. I
Oh, and
get.
horror comic, the
Yeah, I
Antarctic.
get the Antarctic stuff. I get any, it's very sporadic, but I get any El Torres books.
Yeah.
But those aren't really ongoings. I guess Rogue is technically an ongoing. It's a very sporadic ongoing.
I can't believe you've even gotten any. I
They
Scout used to be good, man. Now they're just they're flailing.
they had
I've been
some
listening
they
to podcasts about comic stores lately, and
Yeah.
it sounds very dismal. Like, if it's not Marvel or DC, like, it's lucky if they have two copy they sell two copies of something,
Yeah.
you know, outside of the big two.
For sure, the market's changing because I believe that we're still the biggest, what's it called? Consumer block.
What, old people?
Our age range is still like the main consumer of comics.
I would think so.
And we're starting
I would
to.
think 45 to 60 is
Yeah.
probably the main consumer.
Because we were around for
We
the
grew
big
up with,
boom,
well, we
yeah.
grew up with it, and that's all we had.
Yeah, we were
I mean,
surrounded by comics.
we had four TV stations, no VCRs.
We had the 2600
Yeah,
and
but
the
that
television.
came much later.
Not really.
That came like in what, 79, 80?
No. Later than that, like early 80s.
Well, that was still, we were already teenagers at that time.
Yeah, but when I was a teenager was when I was probably buying, like I was regularly buying comics. Like when I was a kid, I would get them sporadically, but it wasn't until I was a teen that I was getting them, like when going to a comic shop.
Yeah, that's true.
So like the most exciting comics time of my life is when I was like in high school. But nowadays,
Think the
maybe there's
most
like,
exciting time for me was college, because
yeah.
it was like an explosion of stuff,
Yeah, high school and college, because
and it
well,
was the
college is
only
when
thing
like
calmed
Image
me
came out,
down.
right? And
Yeah.
everything, yeah.
It's the only
The
thing that would
Valiant.
like calm me down from being stressed out all the time.
Yeah. But I think nowadays, like if you go to a high school, maybe you'd find two kids who read comics, you know, in the whole school
Yeah.
who are crazy about comics. Well, there's probably more than maybe like 10. But back then, there were
Well, there might be
more.
more, but it's not comics. It's not our comics. It's manga and stuff.
Oh, manga. Yeah, manga for sure is a different
And
story,
Dog
yeah.
Man and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're.
Yeah, they don't really
When
consider those
they
comics, though.
consider comics, they don't consider Spider-Man and Batman. It's more like, I'm gonna read Chainsaw Man.
Right. And
Or
then I'm sure
what
some of
is that
them.
other popular? One Piece.
Yeah, One
Or.
Piece. That is a big one. Naruto. Is that a. Oh,
Yeah.
that's more of a show, though. No, I think that was
No, it's a
a
manga too, I
manga. Yeah.
think.
Yeah. But anyway, and now that we're getting older and some of us are cutting back on what we're buying and some of us are dying, I mean, what's going to happen? Like eventually our generation's going to be gone, and then what's going to happen with comics then?
I hope they have some kind of digital presence still. Like, I would
I
hope
think
you'd
the
still have like a
kids are
Marvel
reading
and DC
digital.
Unlimited. Like, I would hope. Because they could keep that going and not produce any new stuff, I would think. They could maybe pay for 2 books a month to have new content, but everything could be just old stuff.
Yeah, but people always want new stuff. I mean, 'cause like Netflix can't just couldn't just offer old movies and
They
keep
could.
up their subscriber base. 'Cause people demand new, people want new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I think it would be the same. I mean, I don't think comics are going to go away, but I don't know. I can see how, I mean, back to your original point, I can see how shops nowadays are starting to struggle or are struggling more.
I don't know if like some of them are doing okay. And like the Challengers guys did really good with like their Absolute Batman. I don't know if they're gonna do as well with Absolute Superman and Wonder Woman. But Absolute Batman they did good, but they said that like that All In initiative, it didn't like nobody subscribed to like the ongoings.
No one went all in.
Yeah. Nobody went all in.
Oh, it was right there in the title too. Nice try, DC. You know, I was also thinking, I wonder how much the movies have had an impact on comics. Like you'd think that comics would make people, or the movies would make people aware of the characters, and then they would go to the comics. But I think because there was so many movies and TV shows about superheroes, is different for kids today. Because back in our day, we only had comics. Like if you wanted to read a Batman story, you could either watch the old 60s show, or you could read comics to find out what's going on with
Yeah.
Batman. But nowadays, if kids want to find out about Batman, they just wait for the next Batman movie,
Or
wait for the
plug in
Joker
a
movie, you
video
know?
game and
Yeah.
play it.
So there's so many, there's other avenues now, whereas back in our day, all we had was the comics
And I think
to
they,
get our superhero fix.
you technically would rather have something in motion, like a movie or something that they're part of than to just read a two-dimensional comic book. I think that YouTube would win over a comic book any day for somebody in the younger generation.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the only way comic books would survive is being an alternate to that. Like, sick of staring at the screen? Here, read something.
I think it's turned into more of a niche thing and a collector's item thing than it is, I need to read the next issue kind of thing. I think the speculators were keeping the market alive and now they're starting to leave.
Yeah,
That's what I think's
that's
happening.
another question, and also something we talked about before, which is if the variants aren't popular, like the 1 in 50s and 1 in 100s lose their shine, what's that going to do to numbers? Because you've mentioned in some cases where shops specifically order the 100 just to get the variant and make their money on
The variant,
the
yeah.
variant, and then.
And then store the rest of it.
Yeah, and
Like,
put the other ones in a box to put out in the dollar bins
he
later.
still does that too with like Amazing Spider-Man and other things, is he'll get 100 copies. Like, I was just in on Friday and I said, God dang, this is a lot of Wolverine Revenges. Like, how are you gonna sell this shit? And he goes, well, I sell to the pull boxes and I'll sell like 5 more copies, but he goes, it's the 1 in 50 and the 1 in 100 that sell. But then he's got all this stuff, like it's just a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of storage.
Yeah,
But what happens when no one's buying the 1 in 100 anymore?
I don't know.
what's going to happen to the numbers? Because if that one shop's doing it, you know there's other shops that are doing it.
Yeah.
And if there's a significant number of shops and the numbers drop, what happens?
Like I looked at his wall, 'cause he puts ratios up there sometimes, and I saw he had a 1 in 250 Ninja Turtles number one, and I was like, "You ordered 250 copies of Ninja Turtles?" Like I know it's a relaunch, and
Yeah, you're gonna sell a bunch,
he'll
yeah.
get like 10 subs. That's still not a lot. He still sell like 10 copies, and he goes, "That's not mine. That's one of the other customers that bought two like these the whole series and wanted the ratios." And now they're selling their dupes of the ratios. So they bought like 400 copies of Ninja Turtles. I can't imagine.
So, did they buy the comics or did they just buy the ratios?
No, they bought the whole fucking thing because he wouldn't order it for him. Like
Are you
that's a
ordering it through
lot
the
of
shop?
money. I don't know how they ordered it. I think so.
Yeah.
He might have given him a deal, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, if I was doing that through a shop, I'd say, hey, you got to do it at cost or a little above cost.
He's like, "You want to buy the one in 250?" And they were selling it for dirt cheap because it was $65. That's really low for a 1 in 250.
Yeah,
That's
because
not even ratio.
no, that's yeah, that's I would consider buying that
Well,
for
I would, but I don't. What am I gonna do with that?
yeah, I would
Yeah.
consider it, but that I wouldn't buy it because I don't give a shit
I'd
about
rather buy
it.
other things.
Yeah, if I'm gonna spend 250 bucks or whatever, 65 on something, probably find something I want more.
He just has so much stuff. Like you can't even get. If I go in next time, I think I'm gonna take a picture of it and just send it to you, like to see what the hot mess my store is. Because you can't even get to the back issues on the top row. Like he's got stacks and stacks of comics on top of the boxes, so you can't access them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all the new material. It's insane.
Where does he store, like, if he all the extra copies he gets when he gets
I think he's got a
the
storage unit,
ratio variant? Okay.
but I think what he does is, well, I was there the time he pulled books, and he would like say, "Oh, I'm gonna keep 5 to 10 for the shelf, depending on the book," and then he'd put all the rest in a box to go to the storage unit.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. It's such a weird game, that's for sure.
I'd like to see a picture of that storage unit or
Well,
storage units.
he had sold off one of his storage units like 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just the entire contents for I don't know what he did, what kind of deal he gave the guy, but. And he'll probably do it again, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that would suck if you bought it thinking that there'd be like lots of different comics and you just have box upon box of like the same issue.
Well, I think the guy that bought it, he was really smart. Like he's still a customer, I think.
So
And
he knew
he knew what he was
it was
getting.
in there, yeah.
So yeah, he
But
definitely.
that was just done between him and the guy, right?
Yeah, but
It wasn't like.
he was smart too, because I've seen him at flea market and stuff, and he made his money back, I'm sure, just
Yeah.
selling, especially during the COVID times. Like he was COVID was hot for the back issue market, man. It's like everybody wanted to be part of spend their extra money on comic books so they can make money. But
Yep.
it wasn't that kind of game. I think the valuable
What do you
books are
mean?
still the
What do you
valuable
mean?
books, but there's a lot of modern books that were valuable
Oh, that
and they
well,
shouldn't have been.
yeah, and came back, have come back down. There are even like some of the like savage dragons and spawns have come down.
Well, in the Facebook group, there was some guy that was really selling savage dragons for high prices, and they posted it, and they said, "This is why I can't complete my run." It was like ridiculous prices.
Yeah. But I know there's some, like in my spreadsheet, I had written down some of the prices from my comic shop on some of the issues of Savage Dragon I needed.
And they've
And I
come
probably,
down.
yeah, and now, and then I looked at them like more recently and updated the prices, and a lot of them dropped, yeah. Because let me look at it. I might still have. Let me see if I still have any of the old prices in here. Savage. Yeah, like 140. When I originally wrote it, it was 100, and it dropped down to 30. I think
Ah.
it's gone up a little bit since then, but
Did you
you
pull the
know,
plug or no?
fluctuating prices. No, because on Savage Dragon, I need so many issues. I'm not in a rush or anything. I'll just get them as I find them. And that's not one I'm missing enough issues that I don't really care if I complete it or not.
What are you missing? Like 50? 30?
I don't know. About yeah, somewhere around there, 30 or 40, maybe 30. 40. I mean, I'd rather finish Spawn, but that one I need like the expensive issues. So. But I'm only missing like 10 issues or something of Spawn.
There's another, the new previews came out, and there's another book he's releasing, which sounds like no Spawn book, like at all. It sounds like just a regular Image book. But then if you read the little blurb, it has to do with Kincaid and his child or something like that. The ice cream guy.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
child abductor.
Yeah.
So it's still in the Spawn universe. The
Yeah, but
Spawn
you would
U.
never know from the solicit, like unless you really read it, you know what I mean? It doesn't say like Spawn Universe or anything.
Doesn't say it on the cover. You
It
probably haven't
might
seen
on
the
the
cover.
cover, but it depends on what you look at. If you look at the Image
Yeah.
previews, you probably get a couple sample pages and stuff, but if you look at previews, they don't even have pictures anymore. Of the Image
Yeah.
stuff.
Oh, we should talk about you. You hit on this earlier, but Vertigo is coming back.
Yeah. I don't think it really ever left. I think it just sort of rebranded.
Yeah, sort of.
It depends on what coming back is. Like I still don't know. I know they're gonna start putting the Vertigo
It's gonna be
label on Nice
an
House at the
imprint, yeah.
Sea, but they already started Nice House on the Sea with the DC logo black. So
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I think some of the blacks are gonna move over to it because I mean they would have been published under Vertigo if it had existed, so.
It sounds like they're gonna still have the black for like the superhero stuff. Like if you want a DC black Batman, you could still get a
Oh
DC Black
yeah.
Batman, and then the Vertigo will be more like creator-owned, license thing.
Yeah. I wonder what they'll do like
And I
with
don't think it's as
Hellblazer.
sweet of a deal like as Image because you own it outright, but I think they give them good deals and good distribution, so. And maybe a little bit more publicity that they could
For
take the
Vertigo,
20,
yeah.
yeah, the 20, 30% loss or whatever they have and still do well.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. in terms of rights and money. But yeah, certainly.
I didn't see a lot in the previews, though, outside of the Marvel and DC for me. Like, there was mostly just the usual number of image, which was like four or five, and then sort of nothing else. We didn't have any Blood Moon last week, and there's a bunch of resolicits on Blood Moon, but everything else was like Archie was only one book. Yeah, there wasn't a hell of a lot, that's for sure.
Oh, so that'd be a cheaper month for me. That's good.
There might be more collected editions, though. You never know with your stuff.
True. That is true. It varies a lot. I have not looked at the new previews. I don't know if I can have access to it yet.
Yeah, I was like, this should be a cheaper month. But they do have some collected editions I kind of want to get. I don't need to get, but I'd like to.
Yeah, my last month was actually on target. A little bit under target, so I was happy about that.
Yeah. I was over target.
Over target.
Yeah. But we got some books to talk about.
We do. That's what we're here for, to talk about comic books.
What do you want to talk about first? Oh, I finished reading that. I don't know if you got the rest of it, but the giant cock Jew, which was it was that book by
The giant cock Jew.
yeah, it was
That's racist.
it's like
I know what you're talking about.
kaiju,
Yeah.
but
The cock.
yeah,
I.
it's about the big old kaiju that likes to fuck buildings in
Yeah.
San Francisco.
No, I have not. I have. There's two issues, right?
There's three.
Oh, there's three?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I have two of them. I might.
It
I might
was
have.
really funny, man. It was really good. Like, I know it was Scott Koblish and Jerry Duggan did over the COVID. That was one of their things they did. And we read the first issue, and I never read the next two. And I read them last night, and I said these are really good. They were funny.
Yeah, I need to read those. I need to make sure I have all of them. I think I do, because I think that was one where I ordered one and didn't order number two, but then order number three and then picked up number two at the shop later. Yeah, I did order one and three. So I think I got number two, so I should be able to read those.
There's this one scientist who gets in this like mech, right? One of these, it's like he calls it the Japanese disco samurai or something like that. He gets into this giant mech to go to try to fight him, and he ends up doing good initially, and then the cockchu throws him on the ground and beats the shit out of him and starts fucking him in the ass. Although he's just a little dude, so he's in the head of the giant mech, but he's fucking the mech's asshole, I guess, or he makes one because there is no asshole on that mech.
Yeah,
But
probably
but then he gets the arms to like to sort of like masturbate him, and as soon as he drops his load, he stops attacking the city. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's funny because it's not that far from what probably might happen, because
Yeah,
animals tend to be a little horny at times.
Yeah. It was weird too, because the shit was like an acid, so it was killing people. And then it was releasing off pheromones that made everyone want to fuck. Like, everybody was just on the street fucking and dying because it was releasing these pheromones. But it was pretty funny. It's good stuff. And I love Koblish's art, man. It's just amazing. I wish he would draw more. Like when he did OMAC and stuff with Keith Giffen, oh man, that was just sweet.
Yeah, he's good. He seems to be very versatile too. Like his art style changed depending on the needs of the project. He's very versatile.
And the Freakier Than Normal was good. Like I didn't expect to like it, especially after reading Furlough, 'cause
Furlough.
I was like, what is this? Like I just didn't understand it at all. And I didn't even read the right one because I didn't realize that Furlough started it with 124. Started back up, and then I picked up 125.
95.
No,
Was there an one?
125.
Was there 194?
What? I thought it was
No, I don't.
125. Wait, what number was it? Was it 195?
195.
Yeah, I picked up that.
I don't think there was a 194.
Yeah, there was.
But in this one, I mean, it's part one of two things, isn't it?
I think so, but.
One was a one shot, and one, I think, is part one.
Oh, did you get number 195 too?
Yeah, 195. That's what I read.
But 194 was the first issue back.
Was it?
Yeah. I
I
fell
don't
for the
know
same thing, so I was surprised. I
about
thought you were going to read 194 and
that.
then not 195, and I said, well, I have 195. I don't even know how to even describe this book. Like I have no fucking idea.
I can describe it.
Okay.
But you should finish describing
Freakier Than Normal?
190.
That was good.
Yeah, I didn't get that for some reason.
Freakier Than Normal is it looks like it's manga influenced, but I think it's from Mexico or Spain because of the translation. It's Spanish. So it's very interesting, but it's about I can't figure out the relationship between the three girls, but there's one girl that seems to be the older one and then two younger ones. And the older one, like I don't even know how they afford their apartment or whatever, but she bringing home food for everybody to eat, and she's like, "I gotta, if she's playing video games again and not doing her schoolwork, I'll be pissed off." So it makes me think like she's some kind of motherly figure, but it doesn't really describe that relationship out of that. But she's winning like competitions in the video game stuff and actually making money, and also her friend, and they're just walking home from that ordeal, and a comet comes down, and it sort of gonna land somewhere, and the one girl just chases it, saying, "I can wish upon a shooting star," or something like that. Well, she gets hit by it, and then the three are abducted by the aliens where the comet came from, and they break out of the ship, and the one girl that got hit by a comet has superpowers. And the government is after them because they know that they're involved, and the aliens are after them because they escaped their ship, and whatever technology went into her, they have. So they're on the run, essentially, but it is a really like visually appealing book. Like it just looks amazing, and it's got a lot of action and humor, And I liked it. I thought it was really well done. And I didn't expect to like it. I was like, especially after reading Furlough, because I did not like Furlough. And I had, the only reason I was curious about Furlough is because I was like, wow, this thing is at 195 issues and I never heard of it before. Like, I had no idea what the hell it was. I didn't realize it was an anthology. I didn't
Yeah, it's
realize.
just a furry anthology.
Yeah, I had no idea what it was.
Anthropomorphic anthology.
And I thought this would be like a good jumping on point, but I found especially the second story incomprehensible. The first story
Well,
was okay.
it's an anthology, so you can really jump on at any point, unless there's something that's ongoing. I don't know why I didn't get the freakier. I was just going to look up why I didn't get the freakier. Freakier. I've already done this search before. We must have talked about this issue. You must have mentioned it before because I've already done this search. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't even on my short list, so.
Yeah.
But Furlough, that's inter so it's interesting and it pisses me off. Well, it pisses me off that I didn't get 194, like how we missed that. But I'm actually kind of glad I didn't get it because in 194, it was the first installment of the second story in 95, Blinth, and then another book and then another story that's not in 195,
Yeah, I didn't like
the chosen one.
I didn't like Blinth at all. It was like an
It was
Egyptian
terrible.
thing.
It
It
was
was like an
terrible.
Egyptian thing and I couldn't
Yeah.
even understand it. Like I
No, it was very hard to understand. And
and
the art,
even the
I didn't
art
really care for
was
the art. It was hard to
really
follow, yeah.
the art was I mean there's a no, I didn't like the art at all. I think there was one or two panels I thought were pretty cool looking,
Yeah, there
but
were some of the characters were good, but like the, I don't know, the panel lay, I don't know what it was. It was hard to follow.
the first story I kind of liked, but it was bizarre. Like I didn't understand how these guys crash onto this planet, and then all of a sudden they're morphed into these weird platypus creatures.
Well, yeah, so the concept of this one, the first story in here, which is called Adolescent Radioactive Samurai Platypi. So a play on
The hamsters.
the turtles and all of
Yeah.
the animal anthropomorphic animal mutants that came out in the 80s. This is about like a It's an alien race where they're like blobs and they like take over the bodies of another creature or like they're like symbiotic, I guess.
Like Venom.
Yeah, they're like Venom and they the one part I didn't get is so they take their X-wing fighter and did they fly into the anomaly? Because some anomaly is coming towards the planet, their planet.
It looked like they were flying away from it. That's what it looked weird to me.
Well, didn't they go up to
Well,
investigate
they
it,
no,
though?
oh, I yeah, you're right. They fly into the anomaly and then they come out of the anomaly
And
onto
it's
a
a,
planet and
yeah,
crash.
and it's weird though, because when they come out of the anomaly, it's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man for some reason. Don't know why. And I like that they were an X-wing fighter. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the first animal they find are platypus. So they take over the bodies of the platypus. And then there was a little bit was confusing, but they end up driving and finding a panda.
Yeah.
One of their another one of the aliens from their planet Blobs found a panda and took it over. So it wasn't bad. It was
Was much better than
understandable.
the second story. I
Yeah.
think I pre-ordered, well, I have the next issue, and I think I pre-ordered the one after that, but unless that next issue just blows my mind, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm dropping it. I've decided.
That's where your system works way better.
I mean, but Antarctic, it doesn't work that way because I just get them the anthologies, so
Yeah.
I'm getting the next few as well. But there wasn't, yeah, there wasn't enough in. I don't know. I gotta kind of judge the anthology based on what they're choosing to put in it.
Yeah.
And if they're choosing to put stuff like that second story, I'm not interested.
And I was expecting more of the same in that freakier than normal, but man, it had a really tight, interesting story, and I liked the humor. So, and the art was really appealing to me, even though that's not something that I navigate towards. It's
Yeah.
weird. I could appreciate the art because it told the story so well. Like, and the
Yeah.
design of the three main characters was really good. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, so even though it wasn't the style you favor, it told the story so well that
Right.
it was
And
enjoyable.
I read two issues of it, and I was like, wow, I have the third too. I'm gonna go to the storage unit and get it, but I didn't feel like going this morning. I'm just gonna put a list together of books to get from the storage unit, and I'm gonna start doing that. But I was like, God damn, I have so much to read here that
The
I don't need to go
queuing
to
up a
the.
list, yeah.
Yeah.
We want to do the other Antarctica books.
Sure.
Jungle
Jungle Comics. Now,
Comics.
this is my wheelhouse.
The jungle.
Yeah,
That is your wheelhouse. Jungle
I
ladies.
thought all of these stories were fantastic. I thought they were amazing.
I didn't notice all three covers are Valkyria,
Valkyria.
yeah.
And I like Valkyria to me, I'm liking more than Zan because even though I like Zan a hell of a lot, I like how Valkyria kind of is like standalone. Like it's like an ongoing, but each issue is so different than the one prior to it. And I really like this
Yeah.
Fountain of Youth storyline where she was with those bunch of dudes and they were searching for the Fountain of Youth and they found the Fountain of Forgetfulness and then the Fountain of whatever that turned them into animals and she ended up losing everybody on her squad or team during that whole search for the Fountain of Youth. Because these guys would just they'd get to a fountain and then they just drink it right away. It was like they're parched and they'd drink it, splash it on their face, and all hell would break loose. They'd either die or forget it who
Yeah,
they
like
were.
when they went to the Fountain of Forgetfulness, the one guy just starts drinking from it, and he just goes into a trance, and then that's when the protector of the fountain comes out. He's like, "Oh, hey, don't drink from that." It's a good job protecting your fountain, dude.
Yeah, this I like the way it's drawn too. Like I think she's drawn really well, and so was every one of her team.
And I think this one's like a more modern. I guess maybe it is translated though. I don't. It seems like it's more modern though. At least in the art style.
Well, that one guy turns into like that creepy creature that some kind of creature with a bunch of octopus arms or something.
Yeah, so they.
And she,
I don't know.
that's when she uses the Fountain of Forgetfulness. And she makes him, she has like a little
Yeah, the
encased
well,
thing of
because
water.
yeah, the protector of the Fountain of Forgetfulness gave them like a little vial of the water,
Yeah.
and she used that on them. Yeah.
The monster forgot everything. Yeah, I like that one. And then the Zan one has been going on for a while, and they were caught up on a mountain being chased by what was his name? Sakura? I can't remember his name.
Sukar.
Yeah, Sukar. So him and his men are, and they were rescuing his love interest out of the cave.
Right, she was trapped in the cave with some monkeys, and they were like smoking them out.
And Sukar's waiting to go up the mountain until it turns dark. And Zan basically sends Taki to go get help so they can hopefully leave the mountain without getting killed.
He has them go get vines so they can go down like the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just Zan's just the ongoing story.
The next one was basically a slave trading thing called Red Dusk. And Valkyria has this weird, what kind of creature is this? It's like
I think it's a lemur.
a lemur.
I think so.
It's a very sexual oriented book in that they have all these sex
I
slaves
thought you were going
and
to say the lemur is very sexual oriented. Lemur, I'm like, what?
well, the lemur is like, maybe I don't want to go get Valkyria because it's the red moon or something like that. She doesn't like to be bothered.
She was
But
naked, like doing some kind of ceremony.
yeah, she was doing her ceremony while this guy was raping one of the girls, and the other guys were getting horny and they were going to get the other chicks out. And she gets interrupted and goes and kills all these bastards.
Yep. Takes them all out.
She even killed the guy that was not even, he was kind of like their guide. He was like a native. He's like,
No,
I
Mr.
hadn't,
Guide, I have nothing to do with it. Please don't
off
kill
with
me.
his head. And
Well,
she,
I mean, that's fair. It's like, yeah, you're just their guide, but you know that they have women, like, in this cage. So you're complicit, dude.
Well, I'm sure he was aware of everything that was going on.
Yep.
The next Zan one did a really good job of having a blurb at the top of one of the pages to catch you up to speed of everything.
It was strangely placed, but I'm guessing in the original publication it was probably like the start of a book or something,
Yeah.
or somewhere in the book.
Well, Cinda is his love interest. Luda is the other girl that was fighting with Cinda that became an ally.
Right.
Because she was Sukar's lover, or she
Right.
was jealous lover. Sukar basically fucked all the women he wanted, but she was one of his women and was jealous of Cinda, but now's an ally. And Mug is the ape, and Taki is the little chimp.
Right.
And
Right,
Taki
so
comes back with help.
yeah, Taki goes and gets the gorillas to bring vines, and they come to the mountain. And then they started getting off the mountain, right? But then
That's when the other guys come up and they shoot.
they saw them coming down the mountain, and they shot an arrow at Luda.
Right in the neck.
Yeah, it kills her. How
And
dare they?
Zan si decides to be the last one down the mountain and fight Sukar. And his,
Yeah,
doesn't
and
he throw him down the mountain?
he defeats Sukar and starts down the mountain on the vine, but then his men like cut the vine, and so he falls, but then the ape catches him.
And then Makar, who was one of the rescue apes, came and got attacked by a Black Panther.
Yeah, I got killed by a Black Panther.
And that leads us into the next story arc, or the next villain in the next issue.
Yeah. Don't think the end of this one have.
This color issue of Movie Magic, I thought was so well drawn and sexy that I just thought it was amazing. I liked it a lot, even though the plot is so simple. I
It's
thought it
very
was.
simple, but you get a lot of panels of a woman in a bikini in the jungle, so
Yeah.
I can see why you liked it so much.
Well, they're
There's a
making a movie.
they are they're making a movie in the jungle, and the blonde heroine of the movie doesn't like doing stunts with the elephant.
Well, she basically wants to do her stunts, but she doesn't want to do her stunts. That's
Yeah.
weird.
Well, she
It's
wants
like
to do them, but then she tries and says, "Nope,
not
I'm not
happening.
doing it." Well, because she didn't like the elephant, and then there's another one where she had to jump off a waterfall into the water, and she said, "Nope, too high, I'm not doing it." So in her place, they get the
She
location
the
scout
yeah, the location scout.
to do it, because they look at her and they're like, "You got big titties, you can
Yeah.
do it."
And they put a wig on her and it's like she'll do it, but every time she does like one stunt, she goes, "That's gonna be $500." Well, that's gonna
Yeah,
be
she said.
another
Yeah,
five
she's
hundred
like,
bucks.
I'll do it for $500. And then yeah, and then she gets to the point where she's like, I'm making more money doing these stunts than I am for my actual job.
And they want to make her a movie star.
Yep, and I'm gonna cut out the middleman and just use her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. It was funny.
Who's the artist on that one? Bobby Ragland. It's very like, I don't, Adam Hughes looking, or I don't know how to describe the art, but it's very sexy. I
Yeah,
would Adam
he
Hughes, Dave Stevens, kind of influenced art, I guess. It's pretty neat. And the colors
Yeah.
were very vibrant.
I'd say it's not as refined as those guys, of course, but
No, but
in terms of the
the stylized art, it's
yeah.
could be influenced.
And there's a splash page of just different panels of the woman in bikini in different poses in
Yeah.
the flying through the jungle on vines.
Quentin Tarantino would like this because this guy can draw feet pretty well. I really like this guy's heart. Like, I don't know where. I might even Google him to see if he's done anything.
There you go. Movie
Does your
magic.
cover say collector's item, 1,000 print run, limited
Yeah,
edition?
limited edition.
That's pretty crazy if that's really their print run.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's only, yeah. I have a feeling that's, yeah, because it didn't it used to be like if you're under like 2,500 or something,
you were at a loss.
you'd get canceled, like you couldn't be in previews. But maybe if your print run drops so low, you could just call it a limited edition, and then you can sell any number. I don't know how that works, or maybe just now that people
The
now
guesser
previews
and
is
the
just
liquor,
like,
limited editions.
or
Limited
now
to
free,
200 copies.
that's right,
I'll even say limited to 100
limited
copies.
edition.
Limited to 25 copies.
Might be the case that previews is now just like, we don't care anymore how many you sell. We just need comics to be in here. Now they're not distributing as many comics as they used to because they lost a lot.
But I would think that Antarctic, because they've been so around so long, their business plan has got to be working for them. Like, they can't be losing money or they wouldn't be doing as much, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, certainly
The
the
cover price is an
overhead.
extra dollar, so.
Yeah, and the overhead of Antarctic Press is a lot different than the overhead of a bigger company.
Oh, because a lot of them are reprints with translations.
That's true. And Zan and Valkyria are just reprints, so those are probably super cheap for them.
I think a lot of their other material are like in that critter realm where they're some guys kickstart something and then they say, "Oh, we like your Kickstarter. We'll publish it in Jungle Comics, and you can make extra money.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this movie magic was in like a anthology book or something that was kickstarted.
Shit, I want her on the cover. She's gorgeous. I like this brunette with the blonde wig, that's for sure.
So you want her to be the star of the movie as well?
Oh yeah, I like her attitude. Zan goes after the Black Panther and finds a hunter out there who shoots him in the neck with a, or shoulder with a tranquilizer dart, and then imprisons him. And it looks like the ape, Taki, and a lion are going to go try to help him out.
Yep. Did you say the lion?
Yeah, I follow this guy, Steven Ross, on Facebook, and he's got like a jungle Facebook page, and I noticed that the Valkyria is lettered by him. So that's interesting.
Which guy?
It says translated and lettered by Steven Ross, if you look at Valkyria on the bottom.
Oh, he did Zan, too.
Oh, did he?
He translated it, yeah.
I should ask him, what are these? Where's the original material? I like this one, too, because it's like these freaking zombies and people trapped into a building.
Yeah.
And they find the witch doctor.
The Zan one's clearly Italian because of the Roberto Renzi and Giuseppe Pedriali. The other one is Alex Mir and Alex Gennaro.
Yeah,
I'm not
knows?
Sure where that's from.
I wonder.
I like it's this issue of Zan was cool though, because now we're seeing like the direction the story is going from now, because we kind of concluded the whole story with the
Sukar,
the tribe and stuff. Yeah. So now we're finding out the white people in the forest. I like when Zan is captured, someone out in the hall talking through the door that you can't see them. They're like, "You're a white guy. What are you doing in the jungle?" And he's like, "They're like, so why do you live in this region?" And he says, "Because I love it." I will not answer any more questions. Like, what is a white guy doing in that jungle?
I'm trying to find out what this Valkyria,
where it came from,
is from.
Is it Mexican? Spanish?
Some of it says it's driven by video games, so I'm confused. That's true. Like, I don't think that's it. There's something called the Valkyrian Chronicles. That's a video game. I can't find it.
I don't think that's...
I
wonder if it has a different name. Although I don't know why they would change it, unless it was... Jungle Comics.
I don't know. I'd be curious. I keep getting Marvel's Valkyrie when I search for it, even though I'm typing it like this.
Yeah, that happens. I'm going to see if I can...
Did you notice the grave, though? This might tell us that it's from Mexico. Isn't Julio Iglesias from Mexico? To all the women I've ever loved.
I know who that
before.
Is. I know.
He's a singer.
Spanish, but I don't know what Spanish
And he's
country,
got a
so.
son that sings too. I forget what his name is.
Yeah, like
He sings a sexy song with it had a video with girls in bikinis. I can't
he's from
remember.
Spain.
Oh, is he from Julio?
Yeah, Spain.
So this is from Spain. It's got to be because there's clues throughout here. There's Julio Iglesias's grave is
Yes,
here.
there's. So we've determined
Like it's at a
it's a Spanish.
cemetery and there's these zombies. I like this one zombie because his tongue is out and he like licks her before he tries to kill her. If I was a zombie, I'd do the same.
Licking all the ladies before you
Maybe I'd get superpowers if I lick her.
Which one licked her? The grandpa dude?
The old guy on page two.
Oh,
I
page
mean
two.
this zombie looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see his tongue there? He licks her hair and
It
then off
is.
with
M
his
ma
head.
massive grambas, he says. Mass
Rama is
gramba.
the creature's name. And she makes it through the cemetery to this house, and there's a woman archer and a kid archer, and I guess they take her to some kind of witch doctor there.
Well, they ex yeah, and they kind of they explain what is that when they explain what happened?
Yeah, there's
At
like
some
a
point they
cat
explain
there.
what
That's
happened.
essentially a military canister that said "Do not open," and it created all these zombies.
There was a zombie in it.
And then this
Yep.
guy took advantage of the situation and kept people there. Like, I don't know
Yeah, it seems
why.
like. Well, I think the kids are like being forced to bring the old guy like women or something. They don't like him. But he's like some kind of demon or something.
Well, he's trying to rape Valkyria, it looks like, and he takes his pants off, obviously, and he gets a spear right through his torso. And then they just burn it down. They burn his place down.
Yep.
I like this book.
Well, I think the kids were burning the place down, like with her in it. Like they just wanted to kill the
Yeah,
dude.
yeah.
Then she comes out.
I like Jungle Comics. That's my favorite anthology by a landslide.
I don't know which my favorite. My probably
Yours is
between this
probably
and
Planet
Planet.
Comics.
Yeah, I like Planet a lot.
What did you think of Violator?
Man, the art in Violator is crazy.
Yeah.
This so yeah, who's the Hytor Kowalski? We've seen his art before. Man, so much detail. Actually, you could the art in
Is that how they
Violator is
spell
so.
Peter in another language?
I think so. I think it's like Polish probably or something,
Yeah.
or somewhere over there. Yeah, I think that's the, yeah, Americanized it would be Peter. But you know the art is good when at the end of the book they include inked pages of some of the pages, just so you could see the artwork without the color. And they show a couple of like the splash pages with all the like the, well they show a splash page of all the angels fighting all the bad angels, and it's like crazy. Like, God, so much detail on these pages. It's insane. Ooh. I mean, not like Juan Jose Rip level, but still pretty insane.
Yeah. This is the story of the angels Lucifer and Baziel basically losing faith in God.
It's when they were first creating the universe.
Yeah. And Lucifer Morningstar puts a bunch of plants into Baziel's head, and he starts thinking about things. He starts questioning things. And that leads
Yeah.
him into
And
this.
Baziel, yeah, he is an angel, and he's he has a his whatever his mate is, what was her name, like Gloriana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he, and he even starts kind of like fighting with her, 'cause she's like, "Don't follow that dude. Don't listen to what he's saying." But he's like, "But have you thought of these things?"
Well, Lucifer's basically saying we're nothing to him. Like we're just
Yeah, he doesn't
P
care
P
about
P he
us.
doesn't care about us. He just recreates us and recycles us and we have no
He just
purpose.
needs us to make stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And then that's how he becomes a fallen angel, is they go to war with the act, God's team of angels and Lucifer's
Well, it's
team of
because
angels.
what's it? Basil discovers that you can use the discard, like when they do the creation, there's like waste created, this like black stuff, and he realizes that has energy, and they start incorporating that into them, and it kind of gives them like this armor. I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know that about Violator. I don't know if they have said that in the past in a couple of panels, and I
He was
just didn't catch it, but I didn't know he was sort
an
of like
angel.
a angel Lucifer's right-hand man kind of thing.
Yeah, he's one of the original angels.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because I know that in a recent storyline they show him, because didn't he was trying to create the spawn hell spawns, right? And he created plague spawn, but that was later. That was after he was Violator.
Yeah.
But at the end of this, he turns into Violator. 'Cause what happened? I can't remember why he was. 'Cause there's the big fight.
Well, he got blasted and then turned into a fireball and then hit a planet. Well, I don't know if that's Earth or hell. And it kind of went off like nuclear, didn't it? Like a
Yeah,
nuclear bomb.
there's a mushroom cloud. Yeah.
And then he came out of the hole as like
As
Violator.
Violator. I am the Violator.
Yep.
Basil is dead, but I am reborn, loyal to none but myself. I am the Violator. Yeah, I like this. It was a good book.
It was
And the
it
art.
that it, it took that one took a while to read.
A thick boy.
That was a thick boy, and there was a lot of reading material.
Yeah.
So,
So this is Mark Andreyko writing it. We said who the art was. The color was really good too, Brad Simpson.
yeah.
Liked the color palette he used.
Mark Andreyko, I'll always remember from DC's Manhunter. I loved his Manhunter so much. That was the book that was like those TV series that wouldn't die, that people would just keep alive by writing to the
Oh,
studios.
petitions and stuff,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, he's a quality writer, so you know it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
They got a good team on this one. So this is a 6-issue series.
We got prairie. I keep wanting to call this prairie dogs, but it's
I know,
prairie
every
gods.
time I even when I was making notes on it, I was writing prairie dogs. But I'm like, wait, it's not prairie dogs. Prairie Gods by Shane Connery Volk, who I think he is the artist on Nottingham. But this might be his first one, like one that he's written and drawn.
I like this artistically, story-wise. I didn't think there was a lot there, but
I thought it was great. I loved the story.
I still give it a 4 out of 5. It just the story
I gave
didn't
it a
like.
5 out of 5. I was surprised that you didn't get in the story. You like usually like the stories about the grizzly old
Well,
guys.
I like the grizzly old guy, but.
You know, like the supernatural part of it.
Well, it was this. The thing, here's what I got out of the story. So we have this like race car driver that was a superstar back in the day, and he basically won a race and sort of retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then he
retired at the top.
He purchases a track that.
The old track that he used to race at.
And he knows all the curves and all this.
Because they built a new track across town. And then, so the old one, it probably was like up for auction or whatever, or cheap or whatever. And he bought it. And it was like, was it his daughter or his, no, the
I think it's his daughter friend's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, why would you buy that? He's like, you don't understand. Like, that's the track, man. So he has like the nostalgia. He has the nostalgia for the old track. He's like, that's the main track, man. I can't die.
And then somehow, while he's racing that track, he comes across the devil and races the devil.
Well, because he finds like a map for the speedway. That starts at the racetrack, but then goes like through the desert and around like this mountain and stuff,
mm-hmm.
around this rock and stuff. And it says, like in the instructions, it says, what does it say? I can't remember where it's. Oh, here it says. So it kind of gives all the instructions for the race, and it says, if you hit them slow, you bog down, or blah, 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 blah. Hit them fast, and you'll fly. Okay, so at the end of the race, they go across the salt flats, and it says, if you hit them fast, you fly in a road as smooth as glass to the finish. What's that last part? The first lap is the test. Enough, or round the hill fast enough, and you'll see a flash, and then he grabs the paper away from her. So something about this like race where if you do it correctly and go fast enough,
you'll race with the devil.
Yeah, the devil will appear and you'll be racing the devil. So he does it, and there's like a whole scene of him racing the devil, which the thing I liked about this book, and I thought the art was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really
good. I thought
it
did a really good job of capturing like the action. Like it was very exciting watching this race.
Mm-hmm.
Panel to panel, like he did a really, really good job of pacing it all out. So, I thought it was. I loved the race scenes.
Yeah, artistically, I thought this was amazing. But I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 5 out of 5.
I read a lot of Ghost Rider stories, so.
Yeah.
I wasn't too. Blown
you've seen
away.
Supernatural races.
Yeah.
And I guess this series is like a bunch of one shots, so.
Really?
Yeah, the next issue will be like another. I don't know if there's like a link between them or not. There must be.
Why do you think that? Did you buy this in singles?
I looked it up. No, I did not.
So he did beat the devil, right? Oh, it says best 2 out of 3. That's right.
Yeah, he beat the devil, but then the devil challenged him to more races.
That's why I thought there'd be another.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to come back to it, but yeah, certainly could. He left it open, so.
And then we got Caliguera.
Liguera.
From Blood Moon. This is a non-typical Blood Moon because it didn't seem like a horror book, but more to me like a superhero team book.
It is. Although in this first issue, we don't really get the super team yet. We're just kind of introduced to the characters at this point.
Yeah, every one of them.
The main one. So it opens with a bunch of people crossing the border from Mexico via this river, this really overpolluted river. So this nasty polluted river. And they get to the other side, and the people who are supposed to like help them say, we'll help you, but you got to pay us. And they're like, well, we paid like at the other side and end of the river. And he's like, no, you got to pay us. And they're like, well, we don't have any money. And they're like, well, we have other ways of getting paid. And they like take the sexy girl to do bad things to her. And her I think it's her father. Was it her father who like
I
stepped
think it
up
was her
and
father and brother.
yeah to stop them and end up getting killed. And then did they rape her? I can't remember.
I think so, it's
Oh yeah,
implied.
they shot everyone and then like raped her. So she wakes up like in the dirt in her panties. And the border police see her, and then she ends up going like under the ground, so she realizes she her superpower is that she can, I think she can go underground and kind of teleport
I think
underground.
she teleports from one spot to another, but like digs herself out. It's so weird.
Yeah, so she like sinks into the ground. Well, she like looks to see where she wants to teleport to, and then sinks into the ground and then pops out of the ground at that place.
Yeah. And I think the other two are they brothers or friends? The one washes car windows and the other one does something else and
I think they're just friends,
they're
yeah.
just friends.
Well, they might have crossed the border together or something, I don't
Yeah.
know. But the one kid has like weird, like, okay, animal has like legs that bend that way.
Yeah.
Some kind of bird legs or something.
They look like bird legs. You know what? I read the whole story and I didn't realize the legs were all fucked up.
All
I
right.
read the entire story and didn't pay attention to the
Didn't
legs.
notice the
Yeah.
legs. So clear, he must have gone through that water too, and that so that's his mutation. And the yeah, his friend gets involved with the drug dealers, so he's gonna start running drugs for them. And he tries to get this kid to do it, but the kid's like just gonna stay and sell Chiclets at the border.
And then the third person's a wrestler that looks like he throws the fight on purpose. And he was supposed to get cash, but then they take the cash that he made and kill his promoter, I think.
Yeah, they robbed the promoter and stabbed him or something.
So on the cover of this, you see like a team, and it's those three.
Yeah, the three of them.
Yeah, I gave this a 4 out of 5. I liked it.
Yeah, so did I. And man, who did the covers are by Tahani Farr. They're beautiful. And they even showed like the cover of the next issue. It looks good too, so
Well, I thought the artist El Cartoon.
El Garcia.
I
I'd
thought he
say.
did a really good job too. And I thought the story was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, that's real name, El Cartoon.
It's spelled Kartun, El
Yeah.
Cartoon.
A cartoon. What do you? Oh, what's your name? El Cartoon. Oh, what do you do? I draw comics. My name is El Comic.
And then the book that you didn't choose to get was Kosher Mafia,
Yeah, I
which
did not get Kosher Mafia.
I liked more than the other one, but I think the art in the other one is better, but the story in here is more in my wheelhouse. It's like takes place in the 40s,
Who was
in
the publisher on
America,
that?
Mad Cave.
Okay.
And there's this guy, this bookkeeper that works for sort of a Jewish mafia, if you will, and they sort of retire him. Like he wants to leave because he knows it's corrupt. And they basically say, okay, you got a severance package and whatever. But he didn't realize you can't leave the mafia, right? So they send a guy to go kill him, and take his life, but they realize they have a lot in common, and their commonality is they're both Jewish and they don't like what their bosses are doing with the Germans. Like, they know that the Germans are bad. They've had relatives die by Nazis and stuff like this, and they sort of team up against their boss and the Nazis. So we'll see where it goes from there. But I really liked it a lot. I thought this was good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So they're gonna take down their Nazi mafia bosses.
And I'm reading this Gold Digger, War Mistress of Mars. And while I don't know if I really like it, like, but I really do like Fred Perry's art. Like, the way he draws these women is like on splash panels especially, it looks amazing. But these guys have ridiculous dongs, man. They're almost like a third leg, these alien creatures.
Yeah,
They're
I like Fred Perry's art as well.
they have like 3 foot dongs, so it is like half a leg. It's crazy. But these two tribes are essentially fighting against a big bad who comes from our world, I guess we're the gold digger world. And the one character that's the sister of, I think, the what the main character is in Gold Digger, that turns into like a cat or looks like a cat, is with another girl, and they're here to stop the demon. But yeah, he draws those two really, really well. So like, I'm not disappointed that I bought this, and I'm sort of entertained by it. But it's there's not a lot of substance here.
Yeah.
But another Antarctic Press, and I think I have issue 3 of that too, so I could f read the next one. We have Elizabeth Báthory.
We do. We're
19.
almost done.
EB19. We have EB20, and we have a prologue or a aftermath. I don't know what it is. But we have two more issues.
Two more.
Yep, and we're done.
Goodness, what a journey it's been
Yes.
in depravity and filth.
Yeah. This one focuses a lot of sexual activity around the one young girl, which I don't know what her age is, but I think she's
Well,
really young.
she's a vampire, so she's hundreds of
She's a
years old.
vampire, but she's
Who died young?
having sex.
Unfortunately, died young,
Some
yes.
crazy sex with a lot of dongs. And a lot of
That's
cum
okay.
is involved.
She has a lot of sex with a lot of dongs.
And then
Oh no, my phone's going crazy. Dang it.
are you okay?
My
Are you
phone has
getting
started to go like, it's like it
political?
has a mind of its own. Okay, there we go. It stopped.
What do you mean it has a mind of its own? You're getting texts or?
No, it starts like clicking on stuff that I'm not clicking on.
Oh, it sounds like you got like some kind of virus.
I think I have a vi I might have a virus. I'll have to run a scan after this.
That doesn't sound good.
It just started yesterday. When I was writing notes for Elizabeth Báthory.
Every time you start talking about Elizabeth Báthory,
My phone goes crazy.
it's like China wants to take over your phone or something like that.
Where's the opening page of this?
Yeah, this one has the lightning god returning because he wants to strike vengeance upon those vampires that were screwing
took
his
wife.
Yeah. And it's weird too because he's gonna, it looks like he's gonna just blow them all to bits, and his wife just appeases him sexually.
Yeah,
to get him to calm down.
Yeah, she puts, yeah. And he's like, and she's like, listen, my love.
She's the spinster.
That coward surrendered before your power and set me free. Now I'm going to release another thing.
And she manages to do that successfully.
Yep, so they take off.
And I can never remember the one vampire in the carriage's name. But
yeah, I can't either.
He kills the one vampire that was with Elizabeth Bathory. He drives like stakes through his heart.
Is that Strutch? Strutch?
Yeah, that's his name.
Strutch. Yeah, and I think he had like a piece of his flesh or something, and he was putting nails into it, and that like made nails go into. Well, he did like some kind of like ceremony.
Yeah.
Did like a voodoo type thing on him.
So I think the next issue is Elizabeth Bathory getting back at him, but I don't know. I didn't peek ahead.
Yeah, I did not either. Oh, and there was another part where, like, one of the dudes like bit the moon and made it bleed, and then all the werewolves turned back to human, and they were not happy about that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
They were not happy about turning back into human.
I think for the next episode, we should just finish it.
Do the rest.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's another. Oh, these things are like what? They're 8 pages or?
Yeah, something like that.
So
yeah, we
don't... It's only like 16 more pages.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be good to have the last issue, the last episode, and then the epilogue.
Yeah.
Wait, is there an epilogue? What pages did they just start on? It's hard to tell.
Well, there's 20.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the last one's only 7 pages, and then another 7 for the... Yeah, we can... Yeah,
let's
we can
just finish it.
Yeah, let's finish it. And what's in the back? We got covers... We got some sketches.
And then you should by then have the next Savage Dragon, I would hope. Right?
What? Next Savage Dragon?
Yeah.
Are you asking me if I'll have it?
Yeah, well, you have it by then.
Oh, let's find out.
We'll be into the first week of November. Could be
Savage.
Close.
Savage Dragon? Oh, I should just look at my next order that's coming in. Which one would that be? This one?
But I don't know how they ship yours. Do they ship it the first week of the month or is it the second week?
I'm not really sure. That one's not there yet. What do you know what issue it is? I guess I could look at my notes. Let's see which one I read last.
Savage Dragon.
So the
273.
272. Okay, 272. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, that's going to be shipped. Yeah, that shipped. Or it hasn't shipped yet, but I got notification that it's shipping. So I'll
Okay.
have that. I should get it this week. What else is in there? Absolute Batman.
Well, let's. I'll also pick another book. Let's do. You want to do Absolute Batman?
Sure, I know nothing about it. I have kept blind to
Absolute Batman. And how about
what it's
bait? What
about.
is it? Babs. You should already have
Babs.
that one.
What
That's
is that?
Ahoy.
Never heard
It's Garth Ennis.
Oh, yeah, I probably got it. Babs. Yeah, I did get Babs. Let me write these down. Savage Dragon. Babs. And okay.
Orders. Let's see what else we should cover. We should probably do shipments. Let me see what number
Let's see
ones
if
we
there's anything
have.
I wanted to read. We could finish Haunted House if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Because we never did that. Got 4, 5, and 6 to read.
4, 5, and 6. And then you can pick something because I picked Babs and Absolute Batman.
Okay, I will find something. Oh, okay, here I'm gonna pick Addiction number one.
Oh, good. I have that one out already.
So do I. That's what I think. I just looked through my stack. One of the stacks. One of the many stacks.
All right, and then I guess the next time after that, maybe we could get into like Planet Comics again and start the rotation.
Yeah.
I think we have enough for that one. I think it's the horror one that we're like caught up on. Jungle seems to have a lot still. Like I think we have another 3 or 4. They seem to pump out that one more frequently. That one in Exciting Comics, I guess.
Yeah, I can see Exciting Comics being one that they get a lot of material for, because there's a lot of
Yeah.
superhero comics people are creating on Kickstarters and things.
I'm gonna break into these Fantagraphics hardcovers,
Oh, the
Atlas.
Atlas ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to see how those are. I like the previews. I intend on picking those up someday.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk about what we watched recently?
Yeah.
I so we saw Venom. Venom 3.
What do you think of it?
I liked it a lot.
Okay, because I might go see that next
I
weekend.
cried during it. Like I
Whoa.
got emotional. Yeah, so
You
that
do that a
was
lot. You
good.
do that a lot, though. You're
Yeah,
very emotional in
Barb
your
was
old
like
age.
laugh. She was getting ready to bust a gut.
Oh, she's laughing. She
Well,
always laughs when you cry.
laughs when I cry. What kind of wife
Yeah,
is that?
she
She
always laughs when you cry.
likes to see my pain.
She
But
says,
I actually thought it was
you
like,
think you're a real man,
I
she
think I
says.
like this one better than all the others. Like I liked it a lot.
Is this the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one was good. I like the third first one a lot. Second one was eh.
Yeah, I agree. The
So
second
I was
one was
hoping
like I was entertained, but it didn't like.
there's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
It was just by the
And
numbers.
I kind of was a little disappointed because I like Woody Harrelson so much. Like
Yeah.
I really like Woody Harrelson. And I thought he would have been a better Carnage.
And
I thought the
Carnage is
Carnage.
such a good character too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it was a letdown, because it's like, oh, it could have been so much better.
Yeah, and this third one, it was pretty good. I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Did Barbara like it?
Yeah, she bas we basically came out of that, and she said, "I don't know what it is about those Venom movies, but I sure like them."
They're very exciting.
Well, it's a great popcorn film. Like, it's
Yeah.
pretty fast paced, and from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And yeah, it
Like,
was
yeah,
had some funny scenes. I like the voice of Venom. Whoever does that is his
I don't
timing
remember who
and
does that.
whatever, like just the way he speaks and the timing of his speech is great. So I enjoyed that quite a bit. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nice.
I watched Late Night with the Devil. That one I gave a
Late
five.
Night with the
I
Devil.
gave this one a 5 out of 5.
I don't think I've heard of this movie.
Well, it has our guy that writes comics. Crawley is the main actor. The Dashlin or David.
Yeah, David. Yeah.
This is so amazing of a story because it takes place in the 70s, but it is about a talk show host, and like he's always trying to get good ratings, like Johnny Carson and stuff like that. And this is a horror movie, so you can imagine what he does. Like, I don't want to give anything away, but I will say, I was just looking for something to watch, and I saw a quote from Stephen King saying this is one of the best movies he's seen, and I was like, oh, it's from the creator of Barbarian and something else, and I like both of those movies, so I was like, oh, I gotta watch this, and it did not disappoint. I thought it was
What was it
fantastic.
called again?
Late Night with the Devil. It's on Hulu.
Late night. Wait, is it new?
2023. But I think it went directly to Shudder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was an AMC Plus or Shudder exclusive, and then somehow migrated it. I don't have Shudder, but some of those movies make their way over to Hulu. I don't know what kind of agreement they have, but that's where I saw this guy show up.
I'll have to check it out.
And it was great. And then
The pictures look good.
I watched a Christopher Waltz and William Dafoe movie that was directed by Walter Hill, and it was called Dead for a Dollar. It's a Western, and that was really good too. And it's sort of based on a true story. So I guess there's three characters, maybe four characters that this dealt with, and they loosely based the story around those four historical characters. And I thought it was really good. One of the guys is a bounty hunter, and he's going after a rich woman that goes away with a cavalry buffalo soldier, and her husband was, I guess, abusing their relationship, and she sort of went off with this young kid she was teaching his English to, and he has to go to Mexico to hunt them down. And it starts Benjamin Bratt too as one of the Mexican gang lords down in Mexico, but it is a really good Western, so I really dug that. I gave that a 4 out of 5 as well. So watched a lot of good films.
Cool.
I saw
I'll have to watch the
All
Devil
Hallows
one.
All Hallows Eve, and that was
Oh,
disturbing.
I think my comics just got here.
Oh, there you go.
See FedEx out there. Well, there you
But
go. I
you,
got Savage Dragon now.
oh yeah. See, you got it towards the end of the month, and I was always thought it was the week after or the second week of.
It
So
used to be.
yeah.
Yeah, it used to be. I think now I'm like third week. I don't know. They used to do the monthlies all at once at the end of the month, but I think it got to be too much for them, so they spread it out now.
Yeah.
So everyone's on a different week now. I never know what I'm getting them. It's always a surprise. And but this is the second time it's happened during our recording, so apparently it's on Sundays.
I saw All Hallows Eve because it was the first appearance of the Terrifier. And I'm not a big Terrifier guy. Like I find him incredibly disturbing, more than horrific. And
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't navigate to those movies, 'cause like they're extremely violent, but there's something so disturbing about it. Like I'm like, this is just so twisted. I can't get into it as much as some of the other movies. And I don't I can watch a lot of twisted movies, but this is his sort of first appearance, and it's sort of told through videotape. Like the kids go trick-or-treating and somebody throws a videotape in his basket, and it features these like horrible shorts, and the babysitter decides to let the kids watch the first one. So the kids are terrified because it has the clown in the first one, and then there's like two more stories that they watch and on the videotape the babysitter watches alone, and then things get really crazy. But every one of those stories involves that clown somehow.
Yeah.
So saw that. I saw Mr. Mom on Tubi, which I love that movie with Michael Keaton. I rewatched it. I saw Hero at Large again with John Ritter, and I've always loved that movie.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Yeah, that's
Should watch that.
Ann Archer and John Ritter. The thing I like about that movie is he's a sort of actor that's promoting this movie, the superhero movie, and he drives out in a bus and he promotes it, and he gets caught in a situation where he actually does something really heroic, and then he gets like this thing where he's like starts listening to the police radio and starts doing, heroic things. But then this promotional find out who he is, and they start setting him up. In other words, they set up the heroic situations to make him more, and then the media finds out about it, and it's pretty
Yeah.
crazy. Really liked that movie. Saw that when it first came out, and I loved it. Mr. Mom too, and then I watched Woman in Red, which I don't know, I've seen about five
Oh.
times. That's a
Yeah.
Gene Wilder, Gilda Radner, and
Kelly
Kelly
LeBrock.
LeBrock. Yeah, I love that movie, but when you break it down, he's got four friends, Charles Grodin and two others. They're all having affairs, like all of them. Even
Yeah.
Charles Grodin's a gay man, and he's cheating on his guy that he's living with.
Yeah.
But it's like crazy awful stuff they're doing, but it's like an incredibly intriguing movie for sure, and Kelly LeBrock is just gorgeous. But saw that, and then I saw Stroker Ace for the first time. That was Lonnie Anderson and Burt
Burt
Reynolds.
Reynolds, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that movie or not.
I
I
never
know of the
did.
movie.
It's about a race car driver essentially that gets a promoter. God, I
Oh,
can't.
yeah, I've seen this movie.
Yeah, he gets a promoter that he's the in Superman, he's Lex Luthor's right-hand man, but I can't remember the actor's name. He gets a promoter that promotes chicken, and he like starts tarnishing his image. But it is a good movie. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, was he like the older like driver and like the new young up and comers are starting to do better than him or something?
No, he's more like
Oh,
the
nice.
he's like a top of his game driver. There's one driver played by Parker Stevenson that's like his nemesis, if you will, like a younger driver that's trying to outdo him, but he's not nearly as
Okay,
good.
but he's still at the
Yeah,
top.
he's still at the top of his game. He like wins most of his races, and when he does lose, it's usually because Parker Stevenson fucks with his car, like knocks him off or bumps him or does something. But yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I liked it. So I watch a lot exercising, man. It's just crazy how much I watch. And I'm watching one now that's incredibly interesting. It stars the guy that was in True Blood, one of the main vampires, and he was Tarzan in a movie. Stofgrout? I can't remember his name, but he's incredibly tall. It has so many actors in it that look familiar, including Marston, the guy who plays Cyclops in the X-Men movies. But there's like so many actors in this movie. It even has Rob Schneider, or not Rob Schneider, but the other guy that's a crazy Republican, the guy that was in Blue Thunder. I can't think of what his name is, but he was in a lot of movies. But he looks old. Like I haven't seen him in a movie in ages. But this is a creepy movie about a writer that's writing a movie for Hollywood in Stalingrad, and he goes back to a backwater part of the country where the girl grew up that is his wife, and the town is just really creepy, and a lot of crazy stuff happen, and I'm not done with it yet, but it has a lot of uncomfortable scenes, that's for sure. But it's called Straw Dogs, and that one's on Hulu too. So, like, I could find so many things to watch that it's not a bit funny. And I enjoy almost all of them. I saw Land of the Lost for the first time too, even though I was a big fan of the Saturday morning show. I never saw the movie with Will Ferrell, and that was pretty good.
Oh yeah. I don't know if I ever saw that one.
Yeah, I never did.
Remember it, but being out. Well, I watched a couple movies, not as many as you though.
Yeah.
I watched this movie called Lifeguard,
Never heard of it.
which yeah, it was I hadn't either. It's like a movie from the 70s. Starring, oh God, I can't remember who stars in it now. I'm gonna have to look it up. It's he's a well-known dude. Sam Elliott, that's it.
Oh
It's from
wow.
1976. So
He must have been
it's a Sam.
young there, 'cause I know most of the Sam Elliott things are westerns and Roadhouse and stuff, and
Yeah, this is he was in his 30s. So he plays a lifeguard, obviously, but he was like a. So he's a lifeguard who's like in his, mid to upper 30s, and he's still a lifeguard, and he gets a new lifeguard trainee who's played by who was it? I can't remember who the I want to say Parker Stevenson, but didn't you just say Parker Stevenson?
well, he was one of the Hardy Boys, if
Yeah,
that
it was
was one
Parker
of them.
Stevenson. Yeah. It was about that. It was like 76, so he was popular. That's when the Hardy Boys were very on girls' walls and stuff and posters. But it kind of tells his and he tells his story kind of him working this summer as a lifeguard. So he goes to like his school reunion and people are like, what do you do for a living? And he tells them, they're like, "Oh, you're still a lifeguard?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Don't you want to?" They're all expecting him to have gone on to bigger and better things, but he's like, "I like it." And he meets like this teenage girl that he who falls in love with him.
Underage, or is she out of high school?
She's in high school. I can't remember how old she said she was. I think she said she was 17, which is probably legal in California at the time. I don't know what their current rules are, but it's good. I mean, I like kind of like movies like that, like 70s beach
Well,
movies with
you know
like
what's
older
any 70s movie is
people.
just for me is like something to like I really appreciate because I grew up in that era. And I like
Right.
tend to like look at all the details, like what cars are they driving? You know, like, oh, that's a
Yeah,
Pinto. I
what
remember
clothes are
that.
they
What
wearing?
clothes
Yeah.
are they wearing? And like I remember this. And like even when I watch Chips, I like look at the background. Have I ever been down that street?
Yeah.
So it's like
Yeah, that's what movies have become, amazing time capsules of what life was like back then, which is, yeah. It's probably why I like watching them as well, especially
What was that
the
on?
70s stuff. I don't remember. It was one of the streamers. I don't remember which one. It was probably Tubi. Probably.
I like Tubi a lot 'cause the sheer variety, but man, do they commercial it worse than Prime, worse than Freevee, you know, like worse than Paramount Plus and NBC. Like
Yeah.
they're
Well, I mean, it is free, so.
they're commercial though. You can literally go take a piss and grab a snack and then sit back down and you still have a few seconds left.
Yeah, they do like the old-fashioned
It's like
commercials.
a minute and
Yeah.
10 seconds of
But I kind of
commercials.
like that, 'cause I'd rather have longer commercials less often than more frequent shorter commercials.
Yeah, but when I watch Chips, it's only like one break at the middle and then one break at the end, and that's it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Same with Sanford and Son. I've been
Yeah.
watching a lot of Sanford and Son.
Nice.
I never realized how much Grady was there and Red Fox wasn't. So like Barb did research for me while I was like, Barb, this is weird. Why is Grady? And it turns out that he was renegotiating contracts and they hired Grady because he was a true play thespian guy. And they actually said that they were getting better ratings with Grady than they were with Red Fox, which I found was fascinating.
Oh, really? That's
Yeah.
funny. I think Grady had a spin-off, didn't
He
he?
did. He did. It only lasted
Yeah.
like 10 episodes
Yeah.
and
Was
then
it
he went
Grady's
back to
Place? Is
Santa.
that
Yeah, he
something
went.
like that?
No, that's
Yeah.
Archie's Place you're thinking of. That's
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was
All
Archie's
in the
Place.
Family.
That's right.
I think Grady
I did what.
was. I don't know where he went. But it's like Three's Company, right? They spun it out into Three's a Crowd, right? And the Ropers. So it had a bunch of spin-offs. Just like Happy Days had Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy.
Yep, there are lots of spin-offs back then. I did watch one other movie. I finally watched Hellboy, the new Hellboy movie.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I like whatever that guy's name is.
Oh, the guy that's in
David.
Stranger Things? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he did a good job, so. I got to see Hellboy fighting giants, so that was cool.
I don't truthfully remember a lot of it, but it's weird that I've never really gotten to that universe. I've seen all the movies, and I've even seen the animated cartoon, but
I would say that's getting into
I've
it.
never gotten to the comics, is what I'm saying.
Well,
Like,
neither have I.
it's like Transformers for me, except now I love Transformers. Like,
Yeah.
Transformers, is one of my favorite comic reads right now, and I don't know how they did it. Like I really don't know what Skybound did to make me like it so much, but maybe it's
Whatever they did worked.
yeah. Are you watching any shows on the elliptical, or are you just movie watching, or?
Yeah, I'm watching Jessica Jones. I'm gonna
Do what I did with the
do the
Punisher.
Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and do the Marvel ones for a while. So I'm
I
back on
needed to
that.
do a superhero break, so I'm going
Yeah.
back to the movies. And usually at this time of the year, I start horror, like watching horror movies, but man, I have really
You should be
not.
deep into the horror movies
I
by
have
this
really,
point.
outside of the All Hallows Eve, in watching more like thriller horror movies, which aren't horror movies, but they're more like somebody is after you because you've done something wrong or something. I don't know. But I haven't watched a lot. And usually I watch like 15 to 30 movies during September and October, and I just haven't really wanted to watch them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a it's better to watch what you want to watch than force yourself to watch something that if you're not into it as much.
Yeah. But
So that's not it. And I'm watching. Oh, I finished watching the Goldbergs.
oh, finally.
Yeah, I found. So I wrapped up the Goldbergs. So done.
Yeah, I did that. We're still making headway on Walking Dead, and Tigress showed up again on Paramount Plus, so we're excited to jump in on that. I don't know if you saw the first, or Lioness. I don't know if you saw
I love the first season of Linus.
it's back.
Oh.
Yeah. It is back, my friend.
Oh man, that was one of my favorite shows of that year.
Yeah. And Tulsa King is back, so there's a lot of stuff we have queued up, but sports has taken away a lot of me and Barb's TV time because of the World Series and football. So we've been watching a lot of sports. And it's kind of a big World Series because it's like two of the biggest teams ever, the Dodgers and the Yankees, so
Yeah, definitely
like
a big
traditional
one.
big ones, yeah. Oh, I got another issue of Vanya. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you love that one.
That's my second favorite Kickstarter. It used to be my favorite before I read Juice Man. And now Juice Man is
How's
my
Juice Man's your favorite?
favorite.
Is Vanya's
Oh,
bad bug, right?
yeah, Bad Bug.
Yeah.
So I buy most of Bad Bug stuff. There was two Kickstarters I supported recently. There was a Kolchak Night Stalker. It's got Doshelman. He's teaming up with Kolchak to do his what is the one he does for Dark Horse? Count Crawley. So it's like
Yeah.
Count
Yeah.
Crawley and Kolchak, and then Steve Niles has one, and I forget who the other one is. But it was a three issue bundle, and I did that Kickstarter, and then I did another three issue bundle, which was the Cullen Bunn horror bundle.
Okay.
So those are the two latest that I supported.
Are they bundles because you missed the first two, or are they doing it in bundles?
They're three separate issues, and they're
Yeah,
bundled
but
together, so you could they're never been done before, so it's like three
okay.
separate stories that are Cullen Bunn, so three number ones,
Okay, I got you.
and the Kolchaks are three number ones too, but you could buy individuals too, like you could say, oh, I just want this tier, and I'll just get
Yeah, just get one
this
of the
one.
issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to get them all. But I got them all. Because they looked interesting. They looked good. There's a lot of bad bug stuff that I still buy, but Vanya is by far, like, I don't know if you'd be into it as much as I am, because well, it's really like Elizabeth Bathory with Jungle Girls and Jungle Girls and dinosaurs. So, but it's not as like there's nothing that could go Elizabeth Bathory, and I don't think in my lifetime. But
No,
it's
yeah,
pretty
it's
X, it's
impossible.
pretty X-rated. But the art is like, oh my God, it is so good. Like, it is some of the best art I've seen in comics. That's why I like Vanya so much. And then I just got another one in the mail called American Yakuza. And this one was interesting because I've never seen anybody do this in a Kickstarter. You know those mailers, those white mailers where you can put stuff in the mailers? And you can put them in one of those Gemini mailers, and then they put in this plastic white thing and they ship
The
it.
bubble one,
Yeah, the
or just
bubbled plastic thing. It had their logo on it with art on the other side. It's crazy that they would pay for that. But
Oh, really?
yeah, I never saw anybody ship that where the bubble wrap white thing that goes over the Gemini mailer is has art on it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep. There's some cool Kickstarters coming out. That's for sure. They're just so expensive. It's a game that you play because you like what they're doing, but you don't ever like I try not to do the ones that I think are going to make its way to previews. But the ones that I know aren't going to make it, I tend to support.
That's kind of how I base it. And then, I mean, nowadays I usually do ones if I'm familiar with the creators.
Yeah.
Didn't see. Oh, yeah, here's the Cold Chaco one.
Yeah, I never even watched that show. I was aware of
I
it,
didn't
but
either.
I bought some of the Moonstone comics when they were coming out back in the day, but I never actually watched the show.
Don't you think these will be in previews?
They could, but
Monstrous
I haven't
books.
seen Moonstone do anything that wasn't a novelization in the last 6 years or almost a decade. They still are in previews, but they're all prose, everything they've done so far. So I took a chance. It might end up in, shoot, that Count Crawley one might end up at Dark Horse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about
Oh,
that.
Dashelman was incredible in that movie, by the way. Oh, he is fantastic.
Cool. A
Yep.
very talented man.
Do you have
And right.
Hulu anymore?
We do have Hulu,
You should
yes.
watch that.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Yeah, I would like, I'm gonna
It's
watch
it
that
is
one.
well worth your time as far as being creative and artsy, even a little pretentious. Well, it's not even pretentious, but you know how, well, there's two films I really like that had like this film style that was weird. This one made it look like a 70s Merv Griffin show. Do you know what I mean? So the film was, it looks like it was shot with 70s film.
Yeah, the oh cool. Yeah, the pictures, it looks like the Merv Griffin show.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Merv Griffin. And then the other one, the Western one I watched, it was, do you ever go, have you ever gotten like old timey photos with your family? You know
Yeah,
how
like
they're all like,
the old Western,
they're not
yeah.
quite black and white, but they're,
Oh, the sepia or whatever.
yeah, that. That's
Yeah.
how that film was shot.
Which
So
one?
the Dead for a Dollar.
Okay.
Yeah. It was sort of shot in that old-timey brownish black and white look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of color. It's a pretty crazy way to shoot a film, but I can see why they did it. But I think we can wrap this one up unless you Oh, by the way, I did see the Saturday Night Live episode that was from the movie. You know, like the
Oh, yeah, you were talking about
Yeah.
last time, yeah.
It's crazy. It really is. Like if you watch the movie, I highly recommend going on to Peacock if you have it and streaming the first episode of
Watching that
Saturday Night Live.
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be that's the ideal way of doing it, I think, to yeah, watch the movie and then
Because the movie
watch
doesn't
the
show the
episode.
episode. It's everything that leads up to that episode. You
Right.
know, like it's like 3 hours
Yeah,
before
it's
that
the
episode
behind the
premieres.
scenes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really fun to watch the show after watching right after watching the movie.
I was shocked that someone like Mark Waid would hate that movie, but he did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was on Facebook, and like I follow him on Facebook. We're friends, and he didn't like Saturday Night, and I thought it was excellent. I thought it was better than the first episode. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like it's weird how looking there's one thing to look back in time and like you know you're watching like Chips or something like that and you're looking at cars and all that stuff, but it's also strange looking back in time at humor because is humor what was funny now like at all? And like I really didn't get like some of the skits I saw like
Oh, some of the jokes
I
from
did not
the
get them.
episode.
I did not get them, and I still don't get them. And I try to get them, like the Andy Kaufman skit, "Here I come to save the day," like the Mighty Mouse. I just didn't get it. But I wasn't around for Andy Kaufman at that time. Like Andy Kaufman, I came on to a Taxi, where he played
Yeah.
that character. But I didn't understand that humor. And then some of the John Belushi skits, like man, I just didn't get them. Like
Yeah.
and
I can understand that.
I try to very hard. Like I'm like, okay, this is this time period. This is what's going on. I try to put my headspace into it, and I'm trying to
Yeah.
say, like, if I was an adult back in this time, what would I see in this? Like, and I just have trouble seeing the humor in it.
Yeah. It's weird that that's kind of like the way like generations work. Like for us, I think like there's a specific humor style that we get as Generation Xers. And I think like the previous generation's humor sometimes we don't get. And I think even like the generations after us, like the modern stuff we don't exactly get.
Oh, they
'Cause
don't get
like,
it at all. Yeah.
and like something that that youth group that I the trans youth group that
Yeah.
I volunteer at, and a lot of the times the jokes that like the stuff they say, like I don't get the references, so I don't get the jokes because
So it's like
I have no
past
idea
you.
what they're talking
Yeah,
about.
yeah.
Like I don't know. And then sometimes we play games, and sometimes like I'll we do this one where it's like an online type game and you put in your answers or whatever. And sometimes I put in like stuff that I think is hilarious and
Yeah.
I laugh at it and the other
They don't know
adult,
what you're talking about.
the other adult volunteer like laugh, like we both laugh at it, but the kids like have no idea
They
what
have
I'm
no
talking
clue.
about.
Yeah.
They
That
don't get the reference. Like I
is
made one
funny.
that was kind of a reference back to like a Seinfeld joke that I thought was
Yeah.
hilarious. These kids, they don't know Seinfeld,
Yeah,
they don't get the
that
joke.
is a perfect show where I think the later generations, like even beyond millennials, will be like, what is
Yeah, they're
this? Like they
yeah,
just
if
will
they watch
not
it, they'll be like,
get
"This
it.
isn't funny." Yeah.
Yeah. But for us, it's like the one of the best comedies ever, you know, like so yeah, it's very strange with humor. 'Cause there's a John Belushi skit And they show like when in the movie how they're prepping for it, and he's just repeating what the other guy is saying. Like he comes in the door and the guy's like teaching him English, I guess, and he's just repeating what the other guy's saying, and everybody's like laughing their ass off, and I just did it. It was like it's kind of
You're like, what?
funny, but what is it? Like I don't get it. He doesn't speak English, so he's learning these words. I don't. Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, and I wonder if some of that, yeah, because like culturally back then, it was fun to make fun of minorities, and now, like,
Yeah. Well, they were
we know more now.
from what I understand, just from the movie and what they were doing, cutting edge comedy, like stuff that wasn't normally seen, and maybe that's why I wasn't getting some of it, because some of it was cutting edge before my time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
Right,
essentially
but
get it.
if it,
But you know
I
what?
mean, if it
Who
was
the
cutting edge, then it was stuff that should have become funnier later. But the
Yeah.
problem is with cutting edge stuff or cutting edge stuff. I mean, some of those jokes may not even work at the time. 'Cause I mean, you could watch Saturday Night Live now, and some of the jokes you're just like, I don't get it. Sometimes jokes just don't work.
Yeah.
But the John Belushi stuff, that's like, beloved stuff,
Oh, but I think the stuff that I love is much later. Like it's five more se you know, two more seasons in with the John Belushi stuff. I thought Dan Aykroyd was really funny. The best part of the episode of Saturday Night Live, episode one, season one, was the guest host George Carlin. I thought he was still the George Carlin I know, and I love George Carlin. I've seen him live twice, and I've seen most of his HBO specials, and I thought what he did in the 70s on Saturday Night Live hosting the first episode was great. I didn't know behind the scenes that he was doing so much cocaine,
That's
but
funny.
I think he did like an excellent job at hosting that show, and I thought his jokes were on timely. And there's this thing in the movie which is incredible. It was so chaotic, Bill. They had like this cork board, right? And they're trying to fit in all the skits they can, and they're trying to time them. And there's Billy Crystal's there, and so is another woman. And he's basically, they said we need 5 minutes each to make our jokes hit, you know. And he gave them two. And Billy Crystal's like, I can't do this. So he wasn't in the episode, and they let the other woman do her 2 minutes. And man, it was not funny at all. I watched it, but you see the behind the scenes in the movie, right?
So you understand
So
why it
you
wasn't
understand
funny.
that, but you see the after, and you're like, wow, Billy Crystal was supposed to be in the show, but he didn't ever hit because he didn't say I'd do it for 2 minutes.
That's actually a very interesting example, because if you're watching the show, you would have just seen the 2 minute skit and be like, "Well, that wasn't funny. What happened? Like, that
Yeah.
wasn't funny at all." But having
The
knowing the information you
context.
have now, yeah, you can
Yeah.
watch it and be like, "Oh, I get it," because it was supposed to be 5 minutes, and it could
Yeah.
have like built
So,
up to the joke, but
right. It might have taken longer, but they had to like condense it so
yeah, they
much
cut
that
it down. Yeah,
it
lost
lost
it.
its Yeah, but he wouldn't compromise, which I give credit to Billy Crystal, because the
No, that's
producer basically, the producer said it's this or nothing, and he's like, I can't do it in 2 minutes. Like it just he knew it wouldn't hit. He knew his material needed this, like at a minimum. He wanted 10, but he
Right,
knew
he had pared it down to the absolute
he knew I
minimum,
could
and he
do
said,
five. Like
I
he was
can't do it.
practicing, I could do it in five. But yeah, you should watch it when it get premieres on Peacock or whatever it is. Yep, but
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one for
well,
sure.
I know you like a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, so I think
I
you'll
do.
dig you'll dig that
I
because
do.
it's behind the scenes of something that might have not ever happened. Like it really, they decided to premiere it like within seconds of the show premiering. Like it almost like didn't happen because the
Because it
producers were like,
was,
well, they
you mean
had,
whether they're going to put it on live or not?
yeah, they were gonna,
Yeah.
no, they weren't gonna show it at all. Like they were like, let's queue up Johnny Carson. So they had like the tape ready to go with Johnny Carson
Yeah.
rerun on it, and that show almost didn't happen. Like it was like seconds before it started.
Yeah. Wow.
According to that, Andy Kaufman saved the day. But I guess the producers thought he was funny, but yeah, you should watch it.
I definitely will when it becomes available. There's lots of stuff to watch.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I think we can wrap this one up, and we're actually done before Barb comes back with all the groceries so I can help her.
Ah, good.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that we had the guy who did Juice. Was it? Oh, the guy who did Spawn Kills Every Spawn listened to our show, and he like thanked us for reviewing that book. He's the
Which guy?
artist. The
Oh, the
artist.
artist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've said a lot of good things about
Yeah. So he was
the
like, I really like what you said. And he replied on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it, but if you go to
I did
Geek
not see
Brunch
that.
or
That's cool.
DC Noise, you'll find it.
Well, yeah, he probably liked what we said because we were commenting on. We actually appreciated all the little stuff he put in there. So he's probably like,
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
people actually like the painstaking work I did.
Yeah, he was like, you guys got the Brevara joke, the from the Rob Servations. And he's like, yeah, we saw the Brevara in the background.
That's
But
funny. Well, that's nice.
yeah, so that's cool. I mean, you'd never think that I don't know what our show does or whatever, how people even. Well, I'm sure some writers like Google
Yeah, I always wonder, like, if
the
cr
tag and the
creators.
tag shows up and
Yeah, or listening to episodes. I mean, I probably would, you know, especially since we do a lot of obscure stuff
yeah.
that there's not a lot of talk on online. So I would imagine that some check it out just to see what people are thinking of their stuff. And we, I mean, we give our honest opinions. So if
Yeah.
we like it, we like it. If we don't, we don't.
That tis
That's.
true.
It's just how it's going to be.
But I think we don't slam anything. Like, I get why I was lost with Furlough. Like, I didn't know what I was getting into. But it's weird though, because well, I didn't even know it was an anthropomorphic anthology. You did.
Yeah, I
I
have some issues with the original run.
was pretty shocked how far it got. Like, that's a long run, 195 issues. I mean, that, holy crap.
Yeah, they were going for a long time.
Yeah.
I
And
don't
with
even
an
know what.
anthology, though, it's weird, though, right? 'Cause we could have just gotten two st well, the first story was not bad. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I
It was
like the
the
first
second
story.
story that just totally took me out. Like it just.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they should have gone with a stronger story in
Yeah.
there. Premiere issues, but I don't know. Maybe people do like that story. I don't know.
I'm
Maybe it's just
sure.
not for us.
Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody that gets it. There's always something for somebody, for sure. Just like you were saying in humor, sometimes we don't get it, but another generation does, right?
Yeah, maybe this is for a younger
Yeah,
generation and
maybe
they
it
think it's
is.
hilarious and awesome.
Yeah. So Barb just brought in candy for trick-or-treaters, and I think she's targeting candy that I don't like because she.
I wonder why. Yeah, I can't imagine
All
why.
right, so we can wrap this one up. You can find us at. DCNoisePodcast.com, and you can find us on Facebook at GeekBrunchPodcast.com, or podcast, click the like button, or DC Noise Podcast, click the like button. And on Blue Sky and Twitter, at DBM00 is Bill, and I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And we should be back in 2 weeks. So we'll see ya.
All right.
All
right. I'm gonna go open my DCBS box.
There you go. Have fun.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.